This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the House January 6th committee will hear from Trump-era Justice Department officials about a contentious Oval Office meeting as President Trump tried to overturn the election. The AP's Jennifer King.
Lawmakers will hear from Jeffrey Rosen, who was acting attorney general on the day the Capitol was breached, as well as top deputy Richard Donahue and Stephen Engel, who was the assistant attorney general who ran the Justice Department office that provided legal advice to the executive branch. According to Donahue's handwritten notes made public last year, Trump directed Rosen over the phone to just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman. During a tense meeting on January 3rd, the officials threatened to resign en masse when Trump proposed replacing Rosen with loyalist Jeffrey Clark.
Airline travelers in the U.S. are facing delays and cancellations, thousands just this morning. Now airline passengers in Europe are being warned this is going to last all through the busy summer travel season. Airlines and airports that slashed jobs during the COVID crisis are struggling to keep up with demand. A warning from Russia's neighbor, Estonia. Prime Minister Kaja Kallas says it's not true that Russia has exhausted itself in Ukraine.
They are not counting the lives that they are losing. They are not counting the artillery that they are losing there. So I don't think that we should underestimate them in the longer term.
The war in Ukraine has helped to push up oil prices, and that's led to higher prices at the pump. Gas is $4.94 a gallon this morning. President Biden's asking Congress to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes for 3 months. That would save you about 18 cents a gallon on gas. A bloodhound named Trumpet won the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show last night. This is AP News. Now to the tragedy in Afghanistan.
Local people throughout eastern Afghanistan are digging graves in villages reduced to rubble by a powerful earthquake that's killed at least 1,000 people. One villager interviewed by the state-run news agency says in Pashto, 35 members of his family died in the quake, including his sons and grandchildren. Meanwhile, survivors are digging many by hand through hard-to-reach villages in the east, which have been reduced to rubble. The agency adds an estimated 1,500 others are reported injured. The quake is Afghanistan's deadliest in 2 decades, and officials say the toll could rise. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow dropped 47 points yesterday. The S&P was down 4. The Nasdaq down 16. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.